Hello, everybody, and welcome to our Vital Health Community call for the month of July 2018. These are the calls where everybody in the Vital community can get together and ask me questions, to share successes, to get support with whatever program you might be in, or if you're just in Vital, to just chat about health issues in general and get support. So the way that these calls work is that I will open up the lines to whoever has a question. So if you're on the telephone, go ahead and hit *2, and that raises your hand. And then if you are on the web, you can type the question. There's one of two places. If you have a question that you want to throw out to the community or a comment, and you want to get involved in a chat with the rest of the people on the call, then you can go ahead and then type it into the chat. If you have a specific question for me and the chat is a bit busy, it's easier if you go to the Q&A box and put it in there, because that's a one-way street. So I can't answer you there. I answer you out loud on the call. And but sometimes if the chat gets super busy and you're asking questions in there, there's just a lot of conversation that as I'm the call, it's difficult for me to keep track of the chat. So *2 raises your hand. We also open the Q&A up is that ever you want answers to a question, but you can't get on the call, then type it in the Q&A before the call, because we send you out the link. And just as a reminder about the links, and there seems to be some questions with people. Every Friday, we send you out what we call our Vital newsletter. And in the Vital newsletter has a list of all the upcoming calls. What I recommend you do is when you get that, is that you put the information on your calendar. If you keep a digital calendar like I do, copy and paste the link and the password right onto the calendar entry so you don't lose it. Then, as a courtesy, we try to remind you about an hour before, right? So just in case, you know, you got caught up in something and you're like, oh, yeah, that call's happening in an hour, we send it about an hour before. The other place where you can see it is if you log in to the website, and you click on the Vital community, and then when you get in there, you're going to see the three different types of calls that we have. One is the Q&A, one of the Vital Health topics, and one is the kitchen show. So you can just go into whichever of the calls it is that's upcoming that you want to get on, and if you're forgetting or the link in the email reminder is wrong, which has happened on occasion, and we apologize for that, but people are human, and sometimes our team misses that. So I would like you to just have your other avenues to get that information. So there's three avenues for you who are just in Vital. One is the Vital newsletter on Friday. Two is the website, which is always there. And three is the reminder right before. So between those three, you should be able to have all the information you need. But it is a good idea to put it on your calendar. And check the newsletter to see if there's been any skips. If you're in the NEPT community, we put it in your NEPT newsletter on Friday as well. If you're in the ERC, we put it in your ERC newsletter, and we also put it on your calendar of upcoming events as well. So in ERC, you actually have four places to find it, one in the Vital website, two on the ERC page, three in the newsletter, and four in the hour before reminder. So if any one of those is missing information, you know you have backup. We try to have lots of backup because we know that technology is not always 100% accurate and infallible. So the way I'm going to do this today, I'm going to go to the Q&A. I'm going to see if there's any questions there. And if you're new to the community, welcome. These calls generally go from, you know, anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour and a half, depending on how many people are on and how many questions there are, and how deep in conversation we get. So I don't see any pre-asked questions. We'll go to the chat. I see, let me give you an update on the weekend, this weekend that we have planned. For those of you who are signed up, great, I can't wait to see you. It's called Your Genes, Your Diet, and Your Health, and it's actually a two-day event. It starts at 9:30 a.m. and it goes till 6 p.m. both Saturday and Sunday. Kind of a replacement for what we've been doing over the past 5 years, our Spring into Vitality event. Some of you have been there. And that was a live event where you had to travel to get to it, whether you were local in Austin and had to travel by car, or whether you were far away or in another city or another state or another country, which we've had a lot of, you'd travel by, you know, whatever took you here. So we found that there are a lot of folks who really, really wanted to attend and really wanted to be there with us, but couldn't because of the expense. And given it was a three-day event and it was in a hotel, the fee was much higher because we had to pay the hotel and we had to pay for food and we had to pay for all the things that you have to pay for, team, lots of team and flying people in. Very expensive and costly, so we needed to charge, you know, anywhere from $400 to $600 for people to come, depending on whether they went to the food or not. And a lot of people said, you know, and that on top of travel, and a lot of people said, I wish I could come, but it's just cost prohibitive, especially people who lived in Australia and in New Zealand and all that. So we decided that this year we'd try something different, and we'd pack that 3 days into a two-day event, and we'd do it online, and we'd broadcast it over Zoom. So we were anticipating that, you know, we'd get more people than we would in the room. We were estimating between 200 and 300 people that we would expect to sign up. And so far, we have 600 people signed up. It turns out it's a very popular title, and people are excited about it. And we're going to do a lot of really fun stuff. I will say it's the first time we've done it this way. We've been upgrading our technology. We have all kinds of great things planned for you, including food demos and including some lab test demos, of lab tests you can do at home. We've sent out, for those of you who have signed up, for those of you in our ERC NEPT communities, you get a bonus ticket for that. For those of you in the sweet spot, we also sent you a bonus ticket, because typically we would give a bonus ticket to people in our high-end program. So check your inbox. I'm sending out another reminder about that at 3 p.m. this afternoon. So if you haven't already signed up, go ahead and sign up. When you sign up, you're going to get a link from our Infusionsoft, but it's a Zoom link. It's a big, long Zoom link, and it's unique to you. So we're registering everybody into the Zoom room. That's the way these big webinars work. And you'll get your unique link. I highly recommend that you save the email that you get with that. You're going to get multiple emails. Because again, what do I believe in? I believe in redundancy and backup. So far, you've probably gotten at least two emails with that link in it. There's two or three more scheduled, and they'll all have that link in it. But I recommend, if you do have an online calendar, just copy and paste that link onto your calendar. We will start sharply at 9:30, so get there a little bit early. It's not like you have to get into the room like half an hour early to get the best seats. You have the best seats. You have the seats in your own home. We're going to have breaks, just like it's a real live event, about an hour and a half segments, 15-minute break. We'll probably do, I haven't decided the exact length of time for lunch, but it'll be somewhere between a half an hour and an hour. It depends on what's going on, and some of the lunch breaks, I'm actually going to give you a little bit of home assignment to do, kind of introspective or something to experiment with in your kitchen or something. But you don't need the long lunch breaks and the long break like you would if we were at a hotel, because there won't be a line in the bathroom unless you have a family of 10, then you may have a line in your bathroom. And you won't have to wait at a restaurant or wait for food to be served because you're in your own home. So somewhere between half an hour and an hour, depending on how we're doing and how many questions there are and all that. That'll be on Saturday and Sunday, so 9:30 to 6. But lunch break will probably be somewhere around between 12:30 and 1 tomorrow. And Sunday, I think it's a little bit later. I think it might be at 1. I can't remember exactly, but we'll let you know. I'm going to send out the updated agenda at the end of today, or at the end of tomorrow, because tomorrow's Friday. So if you're interested, if you're not already signed up and you're not in one of those programs, then go to foodandgenes.com and register. The cool part about this is the entire thing will be recorded. We even got a new video recorder camera just for this event. And it'll all be recorded and it'll be posted. So if you miss anything, if you miss part of it, you know, if your son has a soccer game at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday and you have to run out, you're going to come back, you can always catch the recordings and the replays. We'll be getting you the unedited, you know, Zoom versions of those recordings, which will be in the segments, you know, from break to break. We'll get you those probably pretty quickly early next week. We'll just be able to, as soon as they upload them, we'll get you the links straight on the Zoom site. After that, we'll be taking the recordings from the video camera and producing a nice quality video, which will be loaded to the membership site. So if you want that, it's we're only charging $97 to do this. So if you want it and you want to get that fee, that rate, that closes at the end of Friday. If you decide after the fact that you want to get the recordings, it's going to be more. Okay. So if you want to do that, go ahead and do it, foodandjeans.com. If you're in one of our communities and you haven't already signed up and collected your bonus ticket, watch your inbox. Probably, I think it was 3 o'clock. It's either 3 or 4 Eastern. So probably sometime between 2 and 3, you'll get that email and just click that link and get yourself registered. We have already put out, there's an event page that you can give a link to as soon as you sign up. And that has links to all of the assessments so far that we've asked you to fill out in advance and a worksheet to put your assessments on. And you'll get to do that. And then I gave a resource doc. It may be a little late to get some of those resources now if you're not already signed up. But with Amazon Prime, you may get it. But you'll be able to at least have that. And some of it's like a glucose meter and a ketone meter and urine strips and various things that I'm going to teach you about how do you use them to monitor your health. I was chatting with one of our coaches today, and she was saying, you know, a glucose meter should be like a thermometer. Every home should have one. And I had to have a little chuckle with that. So that's it for the weekend. The Sunday afternoon for sure, we're having a food demo with Karen Osborne. She's going to focus on hormone balancing and bone strengthening foods. And I, depending on how the schedule works out, I may do a short food demo in the afternoon on Saturday as well. I'm thinking probably related to elixirs. Because I think that that's a really good thing, and some of the therapeutic foods. You get a ton of handouts that are, you know, various herbs that support different body systems. There's gene handouts. There's all kinds of stuff that we have planned. What we're going to be doing is we'll get some of those out to advance in advance. We'll be putting the links to all of those on the event page. We already have like probably 6 links on that page. And then as we put stuff ready, we'll be putting more up there, and then we'll be sending them out. You know, like when you're at a seminar and there's about to be a session, you say, okay, here's your handout for this session. We're going to be doing something like that. We have a set of emails set up that will go out on various breaks to say, okay, the next segment coming up is get ready for it by doing this, and here's your handout. So we have all that stuff planned. It's going to be an awesome event. The first time we're doing it this way, and if it works out well, we may start to do these a lot more frequently. So thank you for asking whoever that was. Was that Jay? I see hi. Maybe it was Jay. It was somebody called hi anyway. Thanks for asking. So I'm going to go back to the Q&A. If you have a question, type it in the Q&A, question or comment, and *2 raises your hand. So I'm looking and I'm not seeing any questions. So I'm going to open Lynn's line up and see if Lynn has anything that she would like to share or any FAQ type things or questions that are coming up on the various sites. So hi, Lynn.
Hello. Happy day, everybody.
Oops. Are you muted?
All right. Am I muted? I don't think so.
I don't know. Is anybody hearing her? Is it my computer?
I'm talking. Oh, you can hear me? Susan says I can hear.
You can hear Lynn? Uh-oh. Let me look. Maybe my speaker is, let me just check. May have turned, there we go. That explains it, my speaker. I'm on my laptop today because my other computer was like panic fatigue syndrome. Okay, Lynn, go ahead and try talking now.
There is a whole new line that we can establish. Computer.
Yeah, like elixirs for computers?
Yeah.
I was sitting there and I was typing. So, did you ever type into your computer and then, like, 5 seconds later, the letters start going out? It was happening on my main machine. I couldn't reboot it in time to get on this call. So I said, oh, yay, I'm on my laptop. So I'm downstairs in my living room on my laptop. And because I had been, I don't know what I had done, because it was making a lot of beeps when I was, you know, I was interrupting Scott when I was in his lab the other day. I guess I turned it off. Anyway, good. I'm glad it's not like instant teleseminar like it was at some point. So go ahead and watch. Are there any questions you see coming up over and over in our various groups that you'd like to address?
You know, a lot of people, one thing that I see coming up frequently, both in our groups and in conversations with people in the groups, is kind of the sense of overwhelm. And so one of the things that you talk about a lot is with heart math. And this is what I share with them as well, is to go back. One, to go back and revisit the transforming stress system and just really go back and view that heart math. And have that image, if you cannot be outside in nature, have that image of that place that brings you that peace that will help you in that moment of overwhelm, and create a space within you for that peace. And just, you are your expert, is what it comes down to. Mm-hmm. The answer is within you. So many times we look outside ourselves for the answer. And, you know, like you were talking about earlier, and I'm sure you'll speak about this weekend, is, you know, what's the right diet? What's the right exercise? What's the right life I should be living? And so we look outside ourselves for those answers, but the answers are within. Yeah. And so when you feel that sense of overwhelm about what's the quote-unquote right thing to do, you are your own expert, and the answer is within you. And so, again, just revisit that heart math that you teach so well.
Thank you for that. And I want to just clarify that, though. You are your own expert, but you need your expert gets corrupted.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. And that's why you're here in these programs, and you're learning and you're tuning in.
Exactly.
When you have the information, your expert gets corrupted by the media, by, you know, the latest and the greatest and the gotta have, and by the environment and the toxins and the PCBs and the teething biscuits your mom gave you when you were 7 months old but got you addicted to sugar, and the M&Ms she gave you whenever you fell down and got you emotionally eating to take away the pain. And that's what you guys being in this community, coming to events like this Weekend Revenge and joining programs and getting support, learning is so, so important. You know,
exactly. And I'm not downplaying that learning at all. It's necessary. But yes. And it's not so much you get corrupted, but you get thrown off the path.
Yeah.
You get enticed by these other shiny objects, these other programs, these other things. Again, if you're grounded within you, if you do that heart math and you have that space within you, you'll stay on your path. You'll be able to look at this information from that grounded position and know, this is what I need.
Yes, because here's what I meant by that. And it wasn't saying that, I wasn't saying that you were not giving credit to that at all. What
right.
I was
okay.
saying was that we were born knowing what we needed. And every time we needed something, we had one way of communicating it. We didn't have words. All we had was cry. Ah! And mom had to figure out what you needed.
Right.
Oh, wait, is that a diaper cry, or is that a hunger cry, or I just want to be held in love cry? And we got used to that. And if we had, you know, grown up in a family where there were 12 kids and we were the last one, we may not have gotten our needs met right away, so we learned other behaviors as we grew. But the problem is we were born with this beautiful body, and it was meant to be fed breast milk, which has the perfect nutrient capacity for that baby, and a lot of us weren't, but even if mom was told by the doctor at age 5 months to start feeding baby pablum, which is that refined rice cereal crap that they were feeding, I think they still might do, and we started doing that, and suddenly instead of us being in tune with what we really needed, we had our taste buds titillated. We had our brain chemistry messed with. We had our gut microbiome messed with. And suddenly, we were craving the things, and, you know, maybe not suddenly, but over the course of the next few months and a year, we were craving things that we did not need, that were throwing us out of balance. You know, and when well-meaning parents throw their kid a birthday party to celebrate them being a year old, and they feed that poor kid chocolate cake and ice cream, right? That's what I mean by the corruption of the human taste buds, the corruption of the human brain, the corruption of the microbiome, and that's when we lose some of that ability to trust what our cravings, right? I don't want us to trust cravings. When you have a desire for something and you're tuning in, if you're tuning in by going inside, using heart math, meditation, breathing, whatever tools you have, and you actually ask and get in touch with what your body really needs at that time, not what your tongue wants at the time, or not what you've learned to take in to suppress pain and emotional discomfort, then you can truly get there. And I believe, like Lynn said, HeartMath is a great key to that, because we run around in this state of nervous system called sympathetic, right? Which is fight flight. We're concerned about getting our kids off to school. We're concerned about finishing our job in time, feeding the pet, paying the bills, making sure that the roof doesn't get a hole in it. We are handling home repairs, looking at the outside world, worrying about the poor family on the other side of town whose house just burned down, worrying about people on the other side of the world where there was just an earthquake, worried that some criminal is going to break into our house. We've created this world where we live in fear. Even entertainment. I look at my husband watching these movies and I'm like, why is that entertainment? There are people killing each other. How is that entertainment? You're fearful that one's going to get, you're sitting there like cowering because of this stuff that's on the TV in the name of entertainment. So we've thwarted ourselves and we've gotten ourselves corrupted, and taking those de-stress moments is amazing. Tune in, because I know you guys are here because you care about your health. You care about the health of your family, and you want to know the best thing. And, you know, when we started this community about 6 years ago, you didn't have a whole lot of choice online. You didn't have a lot of places you could go and visit to hang out. And so our place, you know, people would come and you'd get good information and you'd go and do it. Now you're getting information from me that might be slightly different than the information that Dr. Greger is putting out, or that, you know, Dr. Hyman is putting out, or that, you know, whoever is putting out. And you're confused because you're like, is Dr. Rita-Marie right? But Dr. Greger says something different, and Dr. Hyman says something different, and this paleo guy says I should be eating meat all day long. And who's right? And that's why I did a webinar a few weeks back called The Hazards of Paleo, Keto, and Plant-Based Diets. I didn't leave anybody out. I wasn't going to be picking on any one diet in particular. What I was picking on is the concept of diet dogma. And the fact that we lose track of or sight of who the expert is, like Lynn said, of not tuning into what we need, but we read a book and we say, oh, this must be the answer. Oh, this book must be the answer. And the answer of the week is changing, and you're just flip-flopping back and forth, finding things. And what I say is every single food religion has a bit of the truth, except for the standard American diet, which doesn't have much of anything. But I think that everyone has a bit of the truth. You know what I mean? And we can go for it, and it's going to be true for different people at different stages in your life, at different seasons in the year. And so when we learn how to tune in, and that's what I'm going to be teaching you about testing at this thing on Saturday, I want you to be able to have a few little things around that you can tune in and say, how did that food affect me? Oh, how did that stressor affect me? I just figured out that I shouldn't be running in the heat. I went out. I was going to go out earlier this morning, and I didn't. I got interrupted. I had a bunch of stuff to do work-wise, getting ready for the thing, back and forth with the team. I finally went out to run, and it was like noon by then. And so when I went out to run, it was already 90-something degrees, and I thought, oh. But yesterday I did the same thing, and I was going to run in the evening. I figured, you know, when the sun is getting close to going down, I'll go out at 6 o'clock. I go to check my thing at 6 o'clock. I was going to run, and it was 1:02. So I didn't end up running yesterday. Didn't want the same thing to happen. So suddenly I'm going to go out running now. And that was great throughout. I brought my glucose tester, I'll show you this tomorrow, but the Freestyle Libre, which you wear on your arm. I could just periodically throughout just test my sugar, and it was great. I left and it was in a good place. I'm running along and it was in a good place. And it just, I started getting hotter and hotter and overheated and realized I hadn't had enough water to drink. Oh my goodness. And I started to feel a little weak. Wife said, let's see what's happening to my blood sugar. It went from being around 70 when I left on my run and, you know, was maintaining at about 80 throughout the run to suddenly it jumped to 100 and then to 110 and then to 120. That was a stressor on my body. I didn't eat anything. It wasn't like I was eating chocolate chip cookies on my run, right? My body was responding to that stress of being overheated. And so I tuned in with that, and I actually stopped. There was a patch, one little patch where there was a tree and some shade. Everything else was in the bright sun, you know, 92 degrees at noon. And I found a little patch, so I sat down under this tree. So I'm just going to sit here and rest. And, you know, I laid back, and I, you know, I'm resting, and the guy on the house across from me, are you okay? I said, yeah, I'm okay. I just felt like I think I got overheated, and I'm just, he goes, oh, let me get you some water. And he ran into his house. He brought me some water, good Samaritan, and I drank the water. I sat there for a while. I tuned into the body, right? I tuned in that this wasn't so good. And I had the meter to tell me. I could have just tuned into my own senses. But, you know, that's another indication for me. I've been doing a lot of testing of my what affects my blood sugar. And so I tuned in. And then they said, look, you want me to drive you home? I said, no, I think I'm okay. I probably should have said yes, but, you know, pride got in the way. And I, you know, took a very slow run, walk, probably home, and got home. Now, and I was getting, I actually should have taken the ride home because I started to get overheated again. And my blood sugar, you know, when I got back was 120. It's now down to 96. So as we're speaking, it's going down. But what I'm giving you that is like tuning in to your body, right? In this, I used to always wear a belt around my waist with one of those little biking type things where you have, what do they call those? They're a little bag that's filled with water and bikers wear them on their back and they have a tube that goes into your mouth. I used to wear that. Why did I stop wearing that? If I'm going to go out and run when it's, you know, over 90 degrees or even over 80 degrees, I should be carrying water. So I'm learning, like you all are learning, by your own experience. That's what I'm all about teaching you, is how to tune in and how to figure it out and how to take the best of all the science and all the intuition and put it all together into the ideal food and meal plan for you. That will change from season to season based on also your activity level and your climate and everything else. So I just wanted to share that with you.
And one thing I'll add to that, because sometimes when we tune in, we say, oh, I should have done that, or we put a judgment on something. And I encourage as people, as they go through this process, to look at it with curiosity and wonder.
Yes.
Like you were saying, it's like, oh, I wonder why I stopped wearing it. And you do it because you're inviting that conversation with yourself, not because you're blaming, oh, what an idiot. Why did I stop doing that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just invite that conversation. Oh, look, I forgot to do that because I stopped doing it. Huh, I wonder why. And
yeah.
It's much kinder and gentler.
Absolutely. And I love that, going back to curiosity and wonder, because so many of us, you know, we're the hypervigilance, and some of us have the genetics for it. We'll go through some of those genetics tomorrow. I'm going to classify. Here's some genes for the, I'm going to classify some personality types or some particular conditions and a few of the different genes that might be associated with it. But, you know, some of us, I am a hypervigilant. I have, like, if you know what a GAD SNP is, I have a bunch of them. If you don't know what it is, tomorrow you'll find out. I have a ton of them. And that's what I am. I'm hypervigilant. And so, but I've learned over time through my practice, meditation and learning to tune in. I've learned to be kinder with myself. And yeah, it's funny how I have this big event happening tomorrow and I've got 600 people and I'm doing something I've never done before, which is a 2-day live stream at my home with, you know, new equipment. And I'm, you know, working on, not tomorrow, but Saturday, I'm working on getting ready. And I could be freaked out or I could be choosing to go, wow, this is such a great opportunity. Right. I've got a lot to do. But, you know, I'm so excited. I remember my very first Spring into Vitality, which was our 3-day live event. It was in 2013. And I was driving to the airport to pick up, Jan, Lynn. You weren't in the picture at that point.
Nope.
To pick up Jan at the airport. And I got in the car and I was realizing I had, it was the very next day we were starting our very first practitioner retreat. And the way we did it was a 3-day practitioner retreat, immediately followed the next day by a 3-day consumer retreat. And I was driving to the airport going, I still have to make my flight. I just didn't finish that. Oh, maybe I need to do this. And I'm driving there and I suddenly got this surge throughout my whole body that said, I'm just so happy. And I went, holy cow. I've got 120 people coming for an event in a couple of days. I've got 30 people coming for an event tomorrow. I'm not really ready. I'm driving to the airport to pick somebody up. And all I could feel was this like, I feel so happy. And I love that feeling of being able to look at stuff with wondering curiosity, right? And I can't remember thinking, I wonder why I scheduled these two events back to back. I'm curious. What was I thinking? Instead of, oh my God, why did I do this? Well, there's so much of it you can learn. And we're going to go through a lot of that, as much as we can in 2 days. I mean, 2 days is not a lot of time, but it's a lot more time than an hour and a half webinar and a lot more time than we need. So I really encourage you, if you're not signed up, if you have a free ticket, sign up. And if you don't have a free ticket, pay the $97. It'll help to pay the cost of, you know, everything that we're doing to put into making this happen from the team perspective and also from the equipment perspective. So thank you. And yeah. I love what
it's going to be great
says.
Fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Is you know, interesting. Those of you, some of you watched me. I did a webinar. I was invited to do a webinar in a program with the Shift Network, and those of you may know them from a lot of the summits that they do, the Winter of Wellness and other, and they're very, very, very polished company, and they invited me to do this webinar with them, and I said, sure, and it happened last night, and one of the things that they asked me to do, you know, asked me about my specific techniques for my partner, but anyway, the thing I said about, like, in the very first thing, and this just naturally came out, was fun, you know, we have to address fun, and he was like, wait a minute, you know, as a doctor, you're tell people they have to have fun. I love it. It's so great. And he was just so blown away by the breath of fresh air of incorporating fun. You know, I have, you know, a lot of problems in my life. People think, oh, it's easy for you because you live this rosy life. I mean, I went through a couple of years ago where, I was going through a lot of stuff between, you know, a kid in school having trouble and my husband having a health issue and, you know, other family and relative, and it was all this stuff happening at the same time. And yet, you know, I was like, okay, use my techniques. How do I get through this? And I've seen Lynn go through this too, where she'll be going through some family issues. And we still can stay in the perspective of wonder and curiosity and trust and love and doing the right thing. So I think that we all just need to chill out a little bit. Out a little bit, because life's always going to throw us curveballs, and it's never going to be perfect out there. It's never going to be perfect. It's never going to be the right politics, the right finances, the right nothing. It's not going to all line up at the same time ever, and if that's what you're waiting for, you're going to keep waiting a long time. You can choose to be happy now, regardless of what the situation is. You can choose to be happy now. And my greatest, and I've told some of you this, and I'll tell it again, and this is somebody that some of you on the phone, on this call know, like Susan and others that come to my potluck. One of our friends, a couple of years ago, we had horrific drought here, and it was like 100 and some degrees for like 30 days straight, and there were fires cropping out all over, and there was this huge fire in a town called Bastrop, which is near the airport, like 45 minutes from here, and it blew away lots of homes and forests and all that. And we were having one of our potlucks, and this friend came over, and he lives in Bastrop. And I said, "How was it? How did you do? How did you survive the fire?" He goes, "Oh, I didn't. My house burned down." And he continued the rest of the conversation he was having. I'm like, "What? Your house burned down?" He goes, "Yeah." He said, "You know, okay, so it was a house. So I'm going to rebuild it, and I'm going to figure out what the things were that I, you know, maybe didn't like about it. I'm going to do it better this time." And that was it. He just let it roll off of him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because you can get all upset about things you can't control. What good does it do? it just makes you upset on top of that thing you can't control. Control the thing you can control. You can take the breath. You can do some heart math. You can, you know, talk to people, get counseling, get coaching, whatever it is you need. But you can't change things out there. You can change some of it, and those are the things you change, like the serenity prayer, right? God grant me the serenity to accept the things I change the things I can change, accept the things I can't change, and the wisdom to know the difference. And it's such a great prayer because there's stuff we can't control. We can't control, you know, decisions our president makes. We can't control decisions our bank president makes. We can't control decisions our kids make, and we try hard to do that, don't we? And we have to be able to love and accept them for who they are and make decisions and choices that are best for us in light of the situation. And that's the key to health. Yes, food is critical to that, making the best choices, but your thoughts, your best thoughts, that's the key to long-lasting health. Because I see a lot of people who are making really great food choices, but they're coming from a place obsessing about it. They're coming from a place of not feeling like they have control and I have to do this and why do I have to do that? And it's not going to get there. I was at a thing event that my women's group, I've been in this women's group for like 18, 19, how old's my son, 20, 19 years I've been in a group with these women. And it was a big group and it's narrowed it down to like there's now 9 of us. And we can't all get together every time they meet. Because I have work stuff, but I was able to do it. It had been like 6 months since I'd seen everybody and we're going around and we always do this sharing, you know, joys and concerns, we used to call it, you know, where we would talk about what's going on in our life and catch up with each other. And everybody would have a time to have the floor. And one of the women who's done, 10 or 12 years younger than I think she just turned 50, so she's like 12 years younger than I, and she's like, yeah, this aging thing sucks. And, you know, the body's falling apart. It just happened. And I'm listening to everybody going, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm going, not my perspective. I didn't share that because I didn't think that it was the right thing. I didn't want to start prophesizing about, well, it's in your attitude and it's in your food choices when I look at your plate. But it's that attitude that we have grown up with and our society takes on, which is as we age, we deteriorate. We fall apart. The Tarahumara Indians down in South America believe that every decade we get better and better. And it shows out in their races. Their 30-year-olds do better than their 20s. Their 40s do better than their 30s. Their 70s do better than their 60s. They just believe they get better with age. And they have profound respect for elders and aging. And you know that I've shown you some pictures, and I'm going to show some of those pictures again, and I've collected a couple more, of people who defy that, who have decided that, you know, I'm 105, yeah, but I'm still going to race. You know, I'm still going to do gymnastics at 94. And that's the potential you have, and that's why I love to work with people in this and why I love to teach and why we run our energy recharge program and why we do our practitioner trainings, because so much of what we need to change is between our heads. And when we change what's there first and then in our hearts, the actions just follow. And it's something I call head-heart habits. You can't change the habits unless you've changed the mindset and your feelings about it. So long prophesizing, but that's, you know, that's where it is. And nobody else has questions, so I just keep talking. Valerie said she enjoyed the webinar on shifts. That's fine. It's great. Thank you. I mean, they were, you know, they wanted me to do this thing, and we talked about all the different programs I had. I thought initially that they just wanted to take one of my programs and, you know, kind of revamp it and do it. And as we talked, and the book is Unstoppable Health, and we want to do something on Unstoppable Health. Let's do Unstoppable Health. So I'm like, great. What people need to hear. So thank you.
Yeah. I think Valerie submitted a question in the Q&A.
Oh, good. I didn't check back there again.
I had just looked.
Let's see. Oh, ouch. Where'd it go? Are you guys still hearing me?
Yep.
Okay, so suddenly my... okay. As long as I don't get rid of that, my... I can't find. Okay, you're going to have to read the question for me because I'm only on sound. My Chrome just disappeared and I can't seem to restart it. So.
Okay, no worries. So she said, I've been wondering if black pepper can increase leaky gut. I know they add a component of black pepper, the bioperine, to some supplements to increase the bioavailability, and it sounded like the way it works is by impacting the absorption in the gut.
Okay, that's a great question because we need to differentiate between increasing absorption and creating leaky gut. So the increasing absorption is that it binds to that particular substance and helps it move across the transport mechanism. And we have an active transport and we have a passive transport. And when I don't believe that it works by increasing leaky gut. I believe that it actually works by assisting the receptors in the endothelium of the intestinal tract to pull the other substance across. You guys still hear me?
Oh, okay. Well, you stopped talking. So I was like, did she still talk? Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to need you to be my eyes on this on the web if I can see if I can get it back up. So if there's any hands up, go ahead and open them because I'm working and it doesn't give me the ability to open a new Chrome window. Open new window. Okay, wait. There we go. It was just there. It's opening it up again. All right. Yeah, so go ahead and see if there's any other questions in the chat or any others in that people that have hands up.
Okay. I see no more in the Q&A. I don't see any hands up. And just, again, just that people enjoyed your webinar. And that, you know, Claudia was commenting that she was teaching and working until 2 p.m. Pacific time on Saturday. But, you know, there is the replay.
Yeah, just come in then. You know, you'll miss intro stuff and, you know, some of it you might have heard before. And you can always catch the replay. So, yeah, join us whenever you can. And if you have to be in and out, do it that way. We will have, I'll send the schedule out later, but as far as when the breaks are going to be and when the lunches are going to be. But probably like an hour and a half. I just have to kind of map out for myself how long each section is going to take me to do and decide whether the you know, we'll do an hour and then a break or an hour and a half, an hour and 15. But roughly it'll be hour and a half segments, 15-minute breaks, between 30 minutes and an hour for lunch, and then we'll go to 6 o'clock. And, you know, we may finish early. We may go a little bit later, and we'll see. And if there's a lot of questions that we don't get to, I can certainly entertain the thought of adding an optional Q&A break in the evening after I take a little break because I will have been going for a long time. But if I take a little break and then maybe, you know, from 7 to 8 or 7 to 9 or 7 to 8:30 or something like that, adding a Q&A section if there's a desire. So we'll be having a chat and you'll be able to put your questions in the chat. We'll be trying to keep up with them. But if we don't get them all answered, you know, during little Q&A at the end of each section, then we can do that as well if it's on the input bubble that people have. I know that when we do that at our live events, we always have an optional in this on Saturday evening. We always have an optional Q&A thing, and usually pretty well attended. We also sometimes do, and this is something we might consider. I'll talk to Lynn about it later. But we've done a little, what do we call them, hot seats in the evening. Right, we've done that on our live events where we have you submit a little form and you apply for a hot seat, which gives us a short history of you. We have a little form, and then you would upload it, and then we would see that. And Jay said, enjoyed listening. Get a cooling headband and wristbands. They have absorbent crystals and help you cool off. Woohoo! Thank you, Jay. I'm going to look that up. So we can. Like maybe do two different little cases where, you know, you submit a little case history of what's going on with you, and then I sit with you. Like we pull you onto the screen to the Zoom, so it's really easy to pull you up, and people could see you and I kind of sitting across from each other, and we'd go through and try to solve a little problem for you. And if people think that would be of interest and would be fun, then we could go ahead and pull out those. We have it in digital form, the ones we usually hand out at the events. We have it in digital form, and we can just send that out to everybody probably, you know, tomorrow or Saturday morning and have you fill it out.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. You think that would be a good idea? I think a lot of people might.
Yeah,
so this is a good platform for it. Last year we tried to do that on a call that was on Instant. No, it was on a Webinar Jam, and it was a pain because Webinar Jam.
Oh, yeah, we couldn't get them on.
It's so hard to get them on. With this, all we have to do, you know, Lynn will be able to have, you know, see their name and just click promote to presenter, and then you'll be pulled into the room. We specifically chose to do this as a Zoom webinar versus a meeting, which is how we do our typical practitioner stuff and EAP stuff, because with the meeting, anybody can show their video at any time. And with 600 people signed up, that could be pretty dangerous, really. So we decided that, yes, you'll be able to show your video, and we'll be pulling people in. I've got some guest presenters signed up. Like I said, Karen's coming in, and Laura Fine's got some stuff, and I just talked to one of our practitioners who's going to talk about blood sugar testing and her specific experiences with it. And we have a couple of others lined up to just give you short little tidbits and stuff from their expertise and experience. And it's going to be cool. It's going to be really cool. All right. Anybody else? Questions or comments?
There is another question from Pat. It says, if one has a sensitivity to peppers, would supplements with the black pepper be something to avoid?
That's a great question, Pat, because, you know, sometimes we have sensitivities to certain components and constituents in a food, right? Pepper is a whole food. And it's possible that you would not have a problem with the substance in the black pepper because it may be a different substance, but it could be that that's the very substance that you're. So the supplements usually don't have the whole black pepper. They have bio-butyrin, I can never say that word. And it's a specific compound extracted from the black pepper. So, you know, it depends on how severe your sensitivity is. If it's a sensitivity that, you know, your nose gets itchy and runny, then try it. You know, you have nothing to lose except your nose will get itchy and runny for a while, and you know that, you know, that you can't take that supplement, you can give it to someone else. But on the other hand, if you go into anaphylaxis or you have a rash that lasts for 3 weeks or you get tired and run down and it takes a couple of days to get it back, then I wouldn't experiment with it. I'd stay away from supplements that have the black pepper in it because it's not worth the risk. You know, my son used to say that to me, which I loved. It's, you have to look at the risk-reward ratio. And if something has a really phenomenal reward ratio and a tiny risk, it could be worth the risk. But if something has a relatively large risk ratio, and yeah, the reward is not that great, it's not worth the risk. I remember him saying that to me when he was first driving, and he was in the car driving, and he was like 16 or 17, and we got to coming to our street, and you know, there's like a turning lane, and there's the dotted lines, but then there's a solid line, and it's apparently that corner. It's a really short, dotted line. So I usually slow down before turning in. And he was saying, and I said, you know, I said to him, well, sometimes I just pull in, or if I'm going too fast, I forget to slow down. I just pull into the turn lane a little bit sooner. And he goes, well, I'm not going to do that. It's not worth the risk. I'm like, wow, that's a really cool thing for a 17-year-old to say he didn't want the cops to come along and give him a ticket, you know, or he didn't want to take that chance of, you know, he just wanted to do it the right way. So, you know, always look at the risk-reward ratio and say, is it worth the risk, right?
Yeah.
Good question, Pat. Well, and that, you know, that question applies to so much, not just in, you know, health, but in life.
Right. And, yeah, definitely building on that, that sense of overwhelm that we experience in all aspects of our life kind of fits in with that. And so when you add that, just add that one thing, see how that affects you.
Yeah.
Because so many times people, something will happen and they'll go out and they'll buy, you know, a bunch of supplements or radically change their diet. And then something shifts, but they don't know what to attribute it to. And so, you know, with this one, it's like, okay. And again, there's that sense of curiosity and wonder, what will happen if I take this one thing? And you take it and you go, huh, look what happened. My nose itches and runs. No to self, we're not doing this. And, but if you take that and ginger and turmeric and whatever, and your nose itches and runs, you're like, yeah, I wonder what it was.
Right.
Right. And that's right. Kind of like with life. It's like, I'm going to go out and I'm going to do all of these things at once. And sometimes what you need to do is back off a little bit and just do maybe one or two things and see how that works.
Yep. Yep. It's a good point, especially when it comes to supplements, because what I see a lot is people will buy this book or join this program and they have this, here's what you do. And it has this long list of supplements, and you paid for the supplements, you know, when you signed up for the thing, and the upsell was, oh, we'll just send you the whole supplement kit. And then here's what you do. You take four of these and two of these, and, you know, and then you do it all at once and you feel miserable. That's not the way to do it. I personally feel, especially for folks who have a sense of a tendency towards overwhelm, but also a tendency towards being sensitive or having a lot of symptoms that have been mysterious, is that you really have to go slow, low and slow, right? Small amounts, just, you know, take one. So some people, I have them take one drop. And I love supplements in powder and liquid form, and also topical form, creams, because the dose can be controlled. It can be titrated to you. The one thing I hate, think about this, and I can get on a rampage about this, is hormone pellets. They take you, they inject you, they put under your skin a pellet of hormone. It's supposed to be releasing itself over 6 months. What if you have a bad reaction and it's too much? You can't go back in without having them dig a hole in and, you know, cut it out and take it out. Why don't we just use small drops of something applied topically? Why don't we use small drops sublingually? Small drops of liposomal supplements, and just see how much we need. I am a big fan of the smallest effective dose. Not the largest dose, like 14 of these. What's the smallest dose I can take and get a therapeutic effect? Because you don't want to exceed that, because number one, financially, but number two, you can have negative side effects. So it's not, the more is better thing is just such a myth. More is better, more is better. It's not more is better. Not more is better. Finding the right dose for you is what's effective.
Right. And that's what you're going to talk about this weekend.
Oh, a lot. Yeah, we're going to talk a lot about it. I wish we had 7 days. I wish we had 7 days.
A spa equivalent.
Yes, a spa equivalent at a resort in Hawaii.
There you go.
With breaks to go do, you know, in a kitchen where we can actually come together and you can make the food. That's something on the horizon. I don't know about Hawaii, but someplace, that's something I want to do. A small group of people that we take away and we spend, you know, 5 days, 7 days, whatever the number of days is, together in a retreat center, learning, experimenting, doing some of these tests, some of the tests that I can actually take my equipment, you know, and measure body comps and, you know, help get all these stats down, and then just like learn and immerse and do and have the community and do some sharings where we're going to, you know, do the emotional sharings. I am just, that's something I really want to do really, really badly, really badly. And that might be the future of my whole practice.
Well, and that's a really great idea because you have, so like Claudia just said, my fasting blood sugar in the morning is still super high, between 95 and 100. I take the three main supplements plus berberine, get 7 hours of sleep. What else can I do? You spend a week with you, and these are the types of things that you can help them with.
Yeah.
But anyway,
but Claudia is going to spend a year with us, and we're going to figure this out.
Right. Oh, okay. And she's on the phone. She said, I'm on the phone, and there's no hand raiser button, so I don't think I can.
Okay, well, she's not Pat, she's not Lynn, she's not Kim.
I'm looking here. And there's no California.
Susan, I don't see any Californias.
So she must not be on the phone.
You have nothing be on. You, if you hit web, there's webcast versus web call. Webcast is just listen only, and you won't see anything to raise your hand.
Broadcast,
web
isn't it?
Call or broadcast. Web call is where you'd have to hit. You might have to log out and then click back in and then click on the web call. And it will. You have to have a microphone, of course. You're on your computer. And if you're on your phone, just dial, pick up the phone and dial it. And we'll get on
right.
and help you with it. Because it sounds like, you know, I want to ask you some questions about that.
Right. And she did do sweet spots, so she's got that, plus she's in the practitioner training, the IRSPT. So, you know, she has access to the information. She clicked on
broadcast. Yeah, broadcast is just listen only.
Yeah.
You have to click on webcast.
Either web call or
phone.
Yeah.
So I'd love to get on with you and just chat with you about, you know, and ask you some questions about some other stuff. I mean, how often are you doing heart math? Are you doing it 5 times a day? How's your timing? You know, what are your foods? You know, how are your meals? How late is your last meal? What after each meal? Does it go down during the day or does it go up? And are you sleeping soundly? 7 hours may not be enough for you. If you remember, in the practitioner training, I talked about some stats with this guy who they measured him and they got him to go from like 119 fasting to like 95 fasting inside of like, I think it was a week by simply just getting him to sleep more. And he was on 9.5 hours of sleep. And for 2 nights in a row, he dropped down to 8 hours of sleep and his sugar started climbing again. So is it the right amount of sleep for you? Is it the right amount of deep sleep for you? And so, yeah, and I do the same thing where I'll go, okay, wait a minute. I just woke up and my blood sugar was 90. Usually it's 70. What happened? You know, did I have a rough sleep? Was it hot in the room? What's going on, right? What did I eat last night, right? So there's a lot of that. And I would say make sure.
And that heat thing is important. I've been talking to a lot of people. We don't have this issue here, but that it's been really hot. And their blood sugar, their fasting blood sugar, first thing in the morning is high. And heat is a stressor on your body.
Yes, it's a huge stressor.
Right. So it will raise your cortisol, which will raise your blood sugar. And so that is something to consider.
Right. And the other thing we'll talk to you, because you're going to be with us for a year in ERC, is looking at your adrenals and looking at your patterns there, too. But, yeah, I love to look at people's glucose charts. Somebody else said this. Claudia just said something that concerned me about another call at 3:30 for her, or 1:30 for her.
I know.
And Sandy asked that in the Facebook group earlier. So I'm wondering, was there a weird email that went out?
I haven't seen anything. Oh, wait. There was the one that went out erroneously this morning that said, and it was, let's see, where did it go?
There was one that the office hours recording went out.
No, well, there's one it was supposed to have gone out last week. It said, this is what they're talking about. Dr. Rita Marie's monthly office hours call is initiating, dropping into, and it was for last Thursday, the 12th, and that was at 3:30 Central. So, yeah.
Corrected link and password. Whoever set that up was supposed to be sending it out immediately to go out and messed up.
So, I think what happened is last week there was the wrong link went out. And so for some reason, it's showing up now. So
I'd ask was Scott to go in and send in the email immediately to tell people that it was happening.
Well,
now and just set it up
means a week later.
But it says specifically there Thursday, June 12th. So was there
an
email that went out after this? Because we need another email.
Not that I've seen.
Put that into Jazzy's chat or the team chat and let her know that this went out and that she needs to send another one out right now that says, sorry, there is none. It's today. Remember, the one that went out earlier today was for last week's call. It does say Thursday, June 12th. So.
Great. All right. I will. Okay.
Yeah.
I will do that.
Sorry about that. Technology. You got to love it. I'm looking at working with somebody who's helping me to do instead of, well, for people who choose it, you can get text reminders instead of just email reminders. So that may make life easier, like right before each call to say, hey, this is about to happen. And I know that the programs I've been in when they did that, I loved it because I would be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to be on that call. It's happening in an hour. And I'm working away and working away. And then suddenly I missed it because it worked for an hour and a half or two. And when they would pop it up on my cell phone and give me a text message and say, hey, you're starting. Get on now. I love it.
Okay,
what is this? Yeah, office hours, July 12th, yeah. I just said goodbye to a house guest who's diabetic. What the doctor told him to do and eat is very scary. What are they doing outside our Dr. Rita Marie world? They're killing people. Hey, say, well, what they're telling people is actually, it's killing them. It's seriously killing them. And it's sad. It's so sad. They're telling moms of diabetic children, like type 1s who are on insulin, they're telling them, don't worry about what they eat. If their blood sugar goes up too high, you just give them more insulin. And then if it goes down too low, you just give them sugar to bring it back up. And these poor kids are being, like, their bodies are being assaulted at the ripe young age of, like, 5 and 10 and 15, and they're doing this yo-yo stuff. And what's that doing to their insulin receptors? What's that doing to their pancreas? What's that doing to the lining of their blood vessels? And that's the kind of stuff that doctors are telling them. It doesn't matter. One of our practitioners on the call yesterday was actually talking about, what was that, Lumera or Trulicity or something like that.
Trulicity.
Which is a drug. Yeah, it's a drug that they inject a couple times a week that helps the body to make more insulin. And this was given to people who were on insulin. It was given to someone who was a type 2 diabetic. Well, a type 2 diabetic is not having a problem with not making enough insulin, but giving them more insulin will help. So I asked the questions, did they run through these specific tests that they should run to see what the pancreatic function is? No. They just gave him this drug, and the guy's feeling like his sugars are getting better, and he's eating whatever the hell he wants because his sugars are getting better. And I said, well, is this guy gaining weight? Because extra insulin is going to cause, she says, yes, he's gaining weight. So what are they doing? What are they doing? They're not studying it. They're not looking at how do you functionally fix this. And they're allowing people to just continue with the habits that are causing the problem. And it's very, very, very sad. Very sad.
Yes.
All right. Let me see if there's anybody else in the QA. I got back in, by the way, so. Okay, nothing else there. Who's here? And no questions, no hands raised? Last chance to raise your hand. So we're going to go. No?
No hands raised.
All right. Well, thank you. You guys didn't have very many questions, but Lynn and I, we can talk up a storm. So just get us started. Wind us up. We're like the little dolls. You wind us up, and we'll just keep talking until the battery runs
out.
Chatty
Cathy.
Oh, Chatty Cathy, yeah. And my battery generally doesn't run out when it comes to talking. So I just keep going. All right. I'm going to open up your line so we can say goodbye to each other. And bye-bye, everybody. Thank you for being here. And I hope to see most of you, all of you, on the event over the weekend. If you're going to be there, shout out, yes, I'm going to be there. I'd love to know who's going to be there. Bye.
Hi. I'll be there.
Yay.
Yay. I'll be there.
Yeah, I'll be there. What about you, Valerie? Are you going to be there?
I'll be there.
All right. What about Kim? Are you going to be there?
Nope, she didn't hear you.
Kim didn't hear me. Pat? Okay. Well, whoever is going to be there, I look forward to it. If you're in the chat and you're going to be there, just say I'll be there. And I'm glad you're going to be there and be there at whatever time you can be there. You know, you don't have to be there the whole weekend, although it would be very helpful if you can. You know, I tell people, we scheduled it like this, put it on your calendar, and I said, make this time sacred. Like, this time is like as if I'm going to a seminar, right? You wouldn't plan things in the middle of a seminar if you were scheduled and you paid to go to a seminar. So I said, treat it like that. So we'll see. All right. Thank you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.